Hi, my name's Mario Vaticiotis, and this is Jamie Sellers.
Hello.
And we are back again after a week to see about everyone's comments and see how everyone's getting on, what people are saying, and whether anyone's actually in favour of this. Now, reading the comments, no one seems to be in favour of this at all, which is understandable. At the end of the day, I can take it. A lot of these people like to go out all the time.
Well, we're consumers, so it's a different angle.
Exactly. I mean, just can't work in a restaurant doesn't mean I go and eat in them. VAT rise definitely having a negative impact on the population. Fair enough. That's from Mustang Sally, who's also mentioned that the rise will ultimately push customers away who cannot afford to continue the lifestyle. Interesting point. Mm. I mean, in a way, into context, he's kind of describing a class divide there, really, isn't she?
Well, I imagine in the restaurant there is a class divide because some people have more disposable income, and like you've got regulars and then like working class people go occasionally.
But that's the problem. I don't want it to be a class divide because at the end of the day, a lot of the restaurants, like all smaller restaurants, do rely on the people who have on the middle class. I don't really want to say clashes, but we have to admit it still does exist in society, whether we like it or not.
You're just going on about disposable income, aren't you?
Yeah,
like, who can afford to keep going and tipping? Yeah,
basically. But I've got other people saying that, you know, VAT in general, not just with food or drinks or anything, but in general with petrol or when you go to buy electrical goods or anything, are all going up. So it's not just being able to go out with your friends, it's living a lifestyle you like that's actually being affected in general. Even your lifestyle at home is being affected, which is understandable. I mean, people having to use public transport because they're not able to have their own car because they can't afford petrol, I don't think that's fair. That's taking away people's rights. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we can do about it. And I've realised now, looking at the comments, that there's a lot of negativity in the VAT rise. And I appreciate everyone's problems. But the thing is that as a restaurant point of view, which is what I'm standing on, which I'm talking about, is that there's not much we can do about it. We have to raise it. Mm. We have to basically put the price up. And I know it's all to do with the, you know, the country's in a lot of trouble and we need to quickly get ourselves out of this trouble. But I think it's a bit unfair to just throw it all at everybody and everyone else has to suffer because of that.
So we shouldn't blame the restaurant, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. When you go to a restaurant, don't complain about the prices through the restaurant. You know, complain to the people who actually control everything. At the end of the day, it's not our fault. And I do apologise to anyone who's come to my restaurant and suffered bad prices. So thank you very much from me, Mario, and from
Jamie Sellers. Bye.
And have a good night.